This is the 2008 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. After I have finished reading them, there will be time for you to ask any questions you might have. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. The recording will now be stopped so that you can ask any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Add 10 to the number on your answer sheet. Add 10 to the number on your answer sheet. Now put down your pen or pencil. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Add 67 and 14. Add 67 and 14. Question 2. How many sides does an octagon have? How many sides does an octagon have? Question 3. Double 19. Double 19. Question 4. Round 4,266 to the nearest 10. Round 4,266 to the nearest 10. Question 5. Multiply 6 by 7. Multiply 6 by 7. Question 6. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression. Write it as simply as possible. Question 7. Write 1/4 as a decimal. Write 1/4 as a decimal. Question 8. What is 0.8 multiplied by 5? What is 0.8 multiplied by 5? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 9. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the largest number. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put a ring round the largest number. Question 10. Add together 14, 15, and 16. Add together 14, 15, and 16. Question 11. Look at the coins. How much money is shown altogether? Look at the coins. How much money is shown altogether? Question 12. The table shows the price of a journey by train or bus. How much will it cost 2 adults and 1 child to make the journey by bus? The table shows the price of a journey by train or bus. How much will it cost 2 adults and 1 child to make the journey by bus? Question 13. John went to France on the 25th of July and returned exactly 1 week later. On what date did John return? John went to France on the 25th of July and returned exactly 1 week later. On what date did John return? Question 14. The chart shows the number of men and women who work at a factory. One symbol represents 25 people. How many more men than women work at the factory? The chart shows the number of men and women who work at a factory. One symbol represents 25 people. How many more men than women work at the factory? Question 15. Subtract 3 from 3 squared. Subtract 3 from 3 squared. Question 16. Sam is facing north. He turns clockwise to face northeast. Through how many degrees does he turn? Sam is facing north. He turns clockwise to face northeast. Through how many degrees does he turn? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. Look at the temperature shown on the thermometer. The temperature drops by 5 degrees Celsius. What is the new temperature? Look at the temperature shown on the thermometer. The temperature drops by 5 degrees Celsius. What is the new temperature? Question 18. 8 kilometers is about 5 miles. About how many miles is 24 kilometers? 8 kilometers is about 5 miles. About how many miles is 24 kilometers? Question 19. Look at the triangle drawn on the grid. Write the coordinates of the point marked A. Look at the triangle drawn on the grid. Write the coordinates of the point marked A. Question 20. What is the square root of 81? What is the square root of 81? Question 21. Look at the expression. I subtract 3 from the expression. Write the new expression as simply as possible. Look at the expression. I subtract 3 from the expression. Write the new expression as simply as possible. For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. Your answer sheet shows the cost of 3 tins of cat food. How much would 6 of these tins cost? Your answer sheet shows the cost of 3 tins of cat food. How much would 6 of these tins cost? Question 23. I am thinking of a number. The number can be divided by 3 with no remainder. It can also be divided by 4 with no remainder. What could my number be? I am thinking of a number. The number can be divided by 3 with no remainder. It can also be divided by 4 with no remainder. What could my number be? Question 24. The bar chart shows how Pete spent some of his day. How many more hours did he spend sleeping than working? The bar chart shows how Pete spent some of his day. How many more hours did he spend sleeping than working? Question 25. Look at the triangle and the square. The perimeter of the triangle is the same as the perimeter of the square. What is the side length of the square? Look at the triangle and the square. The perimeter of the triangle is the same as the perimeter of the square. What is the side length of the square? Question 26. Look at the sequence of triangular numbers. 1, 3, 6, 10, 15. What is the next number in the sequence? Look at the sequence of triangular numbers. 1, 3, 6, 10, 15. What is the next number in the sequence? Question 27. Ben has one red marble, one green marble, and three blue marbles in his pocket. He is going to take one of the marbles out of his pocket without looking. What is the probability it will be green? Ben has one red marble, one green marble, and three blue marbles in his pocket. He is going to take one of the marbles out of his pocket without looking. What is the probability it will be green? Question 28. Look at the information on your answer sheet. The total mass of the three boxes is 2 kilograms. What is the mass of box C? Look at the information on your answer sheet. The total mass of the three boxes is 2 kilograms. What is the mass of box C? Question 29. 29 multiplied by 34 is 986. What is 0.29 multiplied by 34? 29 multiplied by 34 is 986. What is 0.29? Multiplied by 34. Question 30. Look at the diagram. Work out the size of angle A. Look at the diagram. Work out the size of angle A. Put your pens down. The test is finished.